Now, this one, you ready to hear an EVP?
Yes.
Okay, now this one we collected in a church that had a lot of, alleged to have a lot of paranormal activity. I think this one's really interesting because you can hear my voice on it where I will say, what is your name? And you know about EVPs, you don't hear the response with your own ears until you play it back and you hear that there's some kind of impression left on the tape. Now, in this case, it's not a tape, it's a digital recorder, which I find interesting. So it's left an impression on a digital. Okay, now listen to this.
All right, here we go.
What is your name?
I hope you heard that.
I heard something. I don't know what the name was.
It said Johnny.
Johnny.
Yeah, and now you notice I said, please talk to us, because I didn't hear it at the time. And then I played it back, and there was a voice on there.
Where was the church?
It was in Anaheim, California. Many people had reported feeling as if they were being watched, hearing strange noises and knocks on the walls. Doors would slowly open by themselves. All kinds of reports up until we went in there and actually did some video photography, which we put a lot of these photos and things that we captured on our website. So if people, and also the EVPs are on the website too. So if you don't hear them very well here now, you can always go to the website and download some of the EVPs and hear them for yourself and see some of the photographs that we've taken there.
What's the story behind this person, this entity in the church? What do you think happened to him?
You know, I think it's because it didn't seem to be something stressed out, like, you know, oh my, like something, help me, or I want to get out of here, or even hostile, like get out or something like that. I really think that sometimes in life we're attracted to a particular facility, be it a church. And I think that maybe in death, we're still attracted to that facility and to the energy and the people and the vibration that surrounds it. So that may be just somebody who's lingering around because they like the feel of things, and that was something that was their home in life. I don't think of it as something negative.
Okay.
But then again, I have something that I think is kind of, if you want to say, negative. The next one I'm going to play for you, I nickname it the Get Out, Help Me Wave. You'll hear moaning, and that's not one of my investigators. That is some paranormal. It is an EVP. You'll hear moaning, and then you'll hear a voice that says, "You get out." And then later on, you'll hear this one really startled my son. My son goes on investigations with us, and he ran out of the room when we discovered this one. And then you'll hear in a very distorted voice, but you'll be able to make it out, something saying, "Help me." Okay, ready?
All right. Here we go.
I hope you heard the help.
Yeah, I heard that one. That was clearer than the first one.
That was really startling when I heard that. Since then, we have intuitives on our team. I don't like to call them psychics because I believe that people are very sensitive too. So
I like that word too. I like that word better. As a matter of fact, I call Dr. Turi a psychic. He's really an intuitive as well.
Yeah. I prefer that. You know, unfortunately, psychics have gotten a bad name. That word psychic has gotten a bad name over the years. People think of them as charlatans and things like that. But so I like to say the people on my team are intuitive, and they have talents, and they're sensitive to certain subtle energies. So I use them to help me to isolate maybe an anomaly at a particular investigative site. And then what we do is we rush in after they have identified maybe an anomaly, we rush in with all types of equipment and try to actually record that anomaly.
This particular one, Albert, that you just played, you know, where it said, help me, what do you think it's looking for? What kind of help?
Well, you know, I'm a member of the International Association of Near-Death Studies. I've been a member for 14, 15 years. I've heard all kinds of stories about people having near deaths and being on the other side temporarily, and also with my experiences of having out-of-body experiences and encountering other souls on the other side. One of the things I've discovered is that when death occurs suddenly, when a person is not ready for it and all of a sudden they're on the other side, they are so disoriented. they don't know they're dead, because when you're in the, when you're in that state, you really have all of your faculties even more. So, and especially if you've gone to different types of religious organizations who told you that, you know, you have to wait for Judgment Day and Gabriel's going to blow your horn, and when you find that you're on the other side and it's not like that, you're lost. So I would imagine that this particular individual is lost, disoriented, and needs help to find his way, and that's what he was sharing, is help me.
Do you think it was recently dead as a human?
Based on just that help me, it's hard to say, because I don't believe that there is any time on the other side, especially from my own experiences of having out-of-body experiences, and sometimes it seems like I'm out 2 hours and I come back and it's only been 15, 20 minutes. I don't believe there's any time on the other side, so an entity like that could be lost in that limbo or that null area for maybe 100 to 200 years.
All right, let's listen to number three.
Okay, this one is, we were investigating a house in Canoga Park, California, where a woman said that she would wake up in the middle of the night and hear and see a little girl walking through her room.
Ooh.
And sometimes, yeah, that's pretty
These
creepy.
These chill me. These ones, yeah, they creep me out. I don't know why. It's a kid. But
yeah, but you know, you don't want any, you don't want to wake up to any strangers, I don't care if they're physical or non-physical, in your room. We all feel vulnerable in the dark, and we all feel vulnerable when we're asleep. You know, it's just something that's what the horror movies are made of. So it's just an awkward feeling.
How'd you like to wake up, Albert, and the first thing you see are two eyes staring down at you, maybe like 2 inches away from your face?
No, I don't think I'd care for that, George.
No. Happened to me once as a kid, and I think I popped my sister in the nose because I had no idea what was happening.
No, I don't think I'd care for that at all. You know, and it's been bad enough that I've awakened because hands were grabbing me. I don't think I want to awaken and see hands grab me and something staring at me, especially with unnatural colored eyes like red.
Now, what are we going to hear with this?
Okay, now this is a Canoga Park area, and what we did is we turned out all the lights and had everyone quiet down, and we went through the house asking questions, and we actually got a response from a childlike little girl's voice. And you'll hear one of my investigators say, "Why do you keep coming here?" And then there'll be a pause. And then you'll hear the little girl or the childlike voice say, "I'm trying to leave."
All right.
Okay.
That's a pretty long phrase, too.
Why do you keep coming here?
I hope you heard that.
Well, I could tell it was a kid, and that's creepy enough for me.
Yeah, and the thing about AVPs is we place them into three different categories. A is discernible, B is semi-discernible, and those are hard. You make out a few words here and there.
Yes.
And then there's the category C, where you just can't make out anything out of it, and sometimes it sounds like nonsense. You know, a lot of the EVPs where they're saying things that have nothing to do with that particular time and day that you've collected the EVP.
Why is it that some of them are clear, some of them are not?
You know, it may be, think about energy, and think about energy as strength. Some of us can lift more weights than others. Some of us can project our voices louder than others. And some of us maybe can't muster them. Some people are real quiet and silent, and things like that. So maybe it has to do with the particular source or entity or whatever you call it, anomalies, ability to project or use that kind of energy to make that impression on the tape or in the digital recorder.